Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Nun Omud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we have begun Simen Shin Pei Beis. Now, Simen Shin Pei Beis, yesterday we were learning Siv Gimel, and we talked about the case where you have two Jews in one yard, or more than that in one yard, with no Goyim living in that yard, and they're connected by a Pesach or a Chalon to another yard, and that other yard only has one Jew and one non-Jewish person. Now, in the first yard, on the left, let's say, where they have many Jews, they made an Eruv Chatzeros. In the right yard, they don't have to make an Eruv Chatzeros. There's only one Jew and one non-Jew, so there's no need to make an Eruv Chatzeros in that situation, as we've learned already earlier in the Shiurim. Now, in this situation, as long as they made an Eruv Chatzeros in the left yard, so they're allowed to carry from their houses all the way into not only their yard, but even into the next door person's yard, and the non-Jewish person in that other yard doesn't ruin it for them. So we have to explain a little bit more why. So that's the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Yotess. That's the last part of Siv Gimel that we have to explain. They don't have to, in that situation, rent the space from the non-Jewish person like they would have to if there were two people living in one courtyard with a non-Jewish person. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Vatam. The only situation where you have to go and rent from the non-Jewish person his rights over there is if you have more than two people living in the same courtyard, two or more Jewish people living in the same courtyard as a non-Jewish person. Or alternatively, if you had a courtyard inside another courtyard, so then the inner people and the outer people are considered all the same, and they would have to go and rent from the non-Jewish person. Because in that situation, because the Akam on the inside is going through the outer courtyard. So in that situation, we view them in both of these situations that they were a single courtyard, and therefore it's multiple Jews, or at least two Jews living in a courtyard with a non-Jewish person, so you have to rent their non-Jewish person's rights. Ukhamuvora l'kamon b'sifu zayin, as we will learn later on in this simon. However, in our case here, Masha Enkin b'shtei chatzeros she'en lem shaychus b'hadi adadi, these two courtyards are separate from each other. They have a Pesach, a Chalon, or a Pesach in between them, but they are two separate entities. And therefore, af shemotzi umachnis l'fomim derech Chalon or pischo she'esh lo b'tzido, even though they may be going through this Chalon or Pesach on occasion, less lon ba. That's not considered significant enough that the rabbis instituted over here that they'd have to go and rent the rights from the non-Jewish person for the single yid that lived in that chatzer. That really concludes yesterday's shir, and now we begin with Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Hasocher min ha'eno Yehudi stam. If a person rents from a non-Jewish person, Moel, in that situation, it satisfies the Eino Tzorch Lefarishlo Shehu Lahatir Atilto. When you're renting from him, you're renting his rights over there, so you don't have to tell him the reason why we're renting your rights over here is in order to allow all of us, the rest of us living here in this courtyard, who've made an Eruv Chatzeros, to go and carry within our courtyard. Now, Deir Shu footnote number 31 does bring down from the Chayyadim, Shal Koponim Tzorach Shiyomalo Hasker Li Bishusach, but they do have to tell him, we want to rent your rights over here, your property. Aval Einu Moel Lo Malo, it won't suffice to say, Tainli Rishus Sheucha L'Talta B'Chotzer B'Movik, give it to me so now I can carry in this courtyard. That would not be good. That's what the Chayyadim says. The Eshel Avram Yibachach, the two famous Eshel Avrams, the Eshel Avram who's the Prima Godim, and also this great Godol from Bachach, known as the Eshel Avram Yibachach. So he writes, Hey B'Maisa Shabo Sar Chadosh L'Ira, a new officer came to his town. Vitziva Harav Livneir, the rub of the city commanded the people of the city, Shekir Shigishu Lo Es Hadorin Kinog, when they give him the present to, so to say, welcome him to the city, Yisarchu Mimeni Rishus, they should at the same time get his right, so to say, permission via giving him the present to rent his rights so they can make an Eruv Chatzeros in the city. Veim Shinu, but they didn't do it this way. V'nosalo samatonu stam, they gave him the present just stam, and only afterwards they asked him, can we please carry in the city? And the Tsar said, sure, no problem. However, he didn't say that it was a real sale over here, or a purchase, and the Eishel Avram Yibachach writes, she'ein biyado ke'es limtso het lezeh. Now it's too late, he says, now I can't have you carry over here in Eruv Chatzeros because his rights are still going to ruin it for you. And he added, shigami masar omar shiyah kipi Nog b'chol makomos, ein kan schirus klal. And even if the officer here said it's okay, you can do what you've been doing, that's not good enough. Ubifrat shekvar kibel es hamatona kol mekein, since he's already received payment without it being for that purpose, it won't count. However, he does say, imsrachu me'asar zuchus l'takin es b'chitzos eruv. But if they purchase from him the rights to go and fix the mechitzos of the Erev, so then the Shelus Tshuva's Torah Nisanel brings down, then that is considered a Schirus Rishus over here, and would be acceptable, albeit he brings down from the Rasham that he was Tomal Dvarv, he didn't understand this and was surprised at it. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he says, "Ve'eino tzorech lichtov shum ksiva al eschiras." When you're renting it from the non-Jewish person over here to have his rights, so to say, that you can now carry in this area with your Erev Chatzeros or the other Jewish people over here, so then you don't have to spell it out in a contract. You have to get his permission, but it could even be an oral contract over here. You don't have to write it down. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof, "Dai b'schiras chalusha." It's acceptable over here to have a weak rental, an agreement only, and not a full contract. V'lo bo'inon schiras bria. You don't have to have a full-fledged, real contract over here. Furthermore, in Dirshu footnote number 32, in the second paragraph, he brings down by the Chazon Ish, Shein Tzorech Liskor is called a bias. You don't even have to rent his entire house. Eladai Liskor Shimush Shel Ezechelik Babayis of a Chotzer. You're just purchasing from him the rights a little bit in his house or in the Chotzer, and that would be adequate over here as well. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Sochrin Me'ino Yehudi, when you're renting from a non-Jewish person, Afilu B'pachus Mishav Pruta, the rental can be for even less than a penny's worth. By the Goyim, a less than penny's worth is considered significant. By Yidden, a penny's worth is considered significant. Less than a penny's worth is not considered significant. In this situation, you are renting from a non-Jewish person, so you follow the rules of a non-Jewish person, and even less than a penny, you'd be allowed to go rent it for Pachos Mishav Pruta would be acceptable. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chafalev, the reasoning is, Hatam, the Legabe Yakum Choshev. In regards to non-Jewish law, less than a penny is considered a significant amount. The Ben Noach Nera got filled with pachos mishav pruta, so much so that it could even be a capital crime if a non-Jewish person steals less than a shav pruta, only a half of a penny. Seems so insignificant, yet, but nevertheless, that is considered over here a real significant isser. However, Avo Mi Yisrael, in regards to Yidden, Im Yirtzeh Liskor Mimenu Rishusu, if you're going to go and rent the rights of a Yid, as opposed to his being Mavatalit, Lo Mahani Bepachos Mishav Pruta, it's not acceptable that it's less than a Shava Pruta, has to be at least a Shava Pruta's worth. When a man is Makadish a woman, has to be at least a Shava Pruta's worth. And this is true, Afilu Ladasa Mekilim, Simin Shin Pei, Siv Gimel. This is true. Even according to the opinions, if you can see in Dirshu footnote number 35 that we learned previously, that you are allowed to rent a rights of a Yid, not only from a Goy, but you could even rent the rights of a Yid. Even according to that opinion, you must use the rules of a Yid, and that is it must be worth at least a Shava Pruta. The issue footnote number 34 brings down the Liskor Mishrol Mumer Bepachos Mishav Pruta. If you are renting, unfortunately, from a person who is a heretic, he's Nebuch, he's a Jew that's gone off the Derech, so can you or can you not use a Pachos Mishav Pruta from him? So the Tosefet Shabbos suggests that maybe from the steamers of the post, if they don't mention it, it might be Mutter. However, he brings down from the Gon Yaakov, Tzorech Liskor Mimenu Davka Bepruta. He's still a Yid, and you have to rent it for him from at least a Pruta's worth. The Ramon now adds a very interesting din, and he says, Umutu liskor mimenu b'shabbos. He brings out from the Mordechai that you would be allowed to go and even rent from this non-Jewish person on Shabbos. And this is not a violation of Mekach u'memkor on Shabbos. And the Ramon adds over here, Ayin lekamen and simen shin pei gimel, which we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, will be alluded to in certain other dinim. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot and Chopeis, Sheinu schiras vadois, because when you're renting it from the non-Jewish person on Shabbos, it's not a real schira over here. It's a halachic construct over here to allow you to have your Erev Chatzeres, which you set up before Shabbos, to work in this situation. So it's really more like a bittul, elo kebittul rishus, veheker bi'alma. A bittul rishus is allowed to be done on Shabbos. It doesn't involve real mekach u'memkar. It's not a real kinyan. And this schira over here from the non-Jewish person is more like a bittul rishus and something just recognizable that you realize that you now have the rights to carry because he was mevato by renting it to you. Therefore, it's not real mekach u'memkar. He brings down over here from various poskim. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav. He brings down over here in the name of El Yerab and the name of the Rabban, and also Kosav Bismim Deyim, also brought down in this Sefer. And then he adds that the El Yerab says the name of the Rabban, Dehu Adinim Eino Nosi Lo Aschiris B'Shabbos, even if you don't give it to him on Shabbos. El Shemaf Tiach Lo Litil Achar Shabbos Gam Kimahani. Even if you don't actually give it to him on Shabbos, you're going to give it to him after Shabbos, and you tell him that is acceptable. And this is written down by the Chayyodim as well. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, Mikol Mokum Ladina Tzorech Ion, the Lo Niskar Zeh Bishum Posek. And Ubemai Kone, how exactly was this Kinyan taking place if you're only promising to give it to him and you're not giving it to him until after Shabbos? So the Chofetz Chaim leaves it Tzorech Ion, but these other poskim do suggest that you could do this even by just telling him you're going to give it to him and only give it to him after Shabbos. Bottom line is, it's not considered a violation over here of Mekach u'memkar on Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim further writes in the Mishnah Berurah over here, Umavar b'poskim, the nosin lo dvar meichel, you can give him food, you don't have to give him money. Or kol dvar amuta l'tato, or any other item that isn't muks on Shabbos, you can carry it. V'omelo zeh avur schar chatzericho, and I'm giving you this food, I'm giving you a plate of cholent over here, and this with this cholent, I'm renting your rights in this chotzer. However, avomos also latalto, but you can't give him money. That's muktza. And he says, ayin and simin shin pei gimel. Here the Mishnah Berurah alludes to what the Ramah brought down in simin shin pei gimel. The erev nisbatel utzrichel levatel rishusim legabe yachad ayin sham. That if you had an erev chatzeros, and then the guy comes back to his place, so then he ruins your erev chatzeros, so what happens? So these dinim will be discussed in simin shin pei gimel. We'll wait till we get there to discuss it. Now we go to Sifav. The Mechaber writes, Kozman she'en ha'eno Yehudi chozer bo mo'el haschiris. As long as the non-Jewish person hasn't retracted his selling you his rights into the courtyard, so then those rights remain with the Yidden, with the people in the courtyard who make your name chatzeros and have purchased the rights from the non-Jewish person. And this is true, the Mechaber says, va'afilu lizman meruba, even for a long period of time. What exactly do we mean over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkatan Chav Gimel, Myri, we're talking here, shesachu mionu b'stam. The Jewish people over here rented from the non-Jewish person without putting in specifications. V'lo perish shum zman. And they didn't say for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They said, we want to rent your rights, so we'll be able to carry in this courtyard, but we want to rent your rights. And he says, fine, they give him $100. Well, how long does that last for? So if they didn't specify any amount of time, it lasts until the non-Jewish person says, that's it, no more. The sale is over. So at that point, the rental of his rights is ended. But until he says that, the Mechaber tells us, afilu zman meruba can last forever without specifying how long the sale, the rental was for. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the isacharo lizman yadua. But if they said this is for 2 months, for a set period of time, so kishavar azman sorach luzkor shenis b'chol inyan, then everybody would agree that at the end of that period of time, the Jewish people would have to go and re-rent again from the non-Jewish person if they wish to make an erev chatzeros and carry within that yard, from the houses to that yard. Kimavur b'sif shachaze, as we'll learn in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah Hashem. And in this situation, there's also a cool over here. Before the 2 months are up, let's say, so the non-Jewish person can't retract, even if he says, I'm retracting. No, you purchase from him, it's not his right to retract. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavdal, this is true, afilu bisman meruba. Since if you didn't specify a set amount of time in this deal, it will work as long as the non-Jewish person hasn't said, I now retract, I'm no longer having it sold to you. But in this situation, the Nochri can, if there's no specified time, can retract at any point in time and say the rental is over. As long as it's after the first Shabbos. Achar Shabbos Harishon of Osrullah, because the first Shabbos, they've rented it. So it certainly was for that first Shabbos. But the non-Jewish person can say, I only meant it for one Shabbos. You gave me $100, it was only for this Shabbos, it wasn't for the rest of the year. The Kivin Shlo Hizkir Lo Ela B'Stam, since there was no specification as to how long it would take, how long the rental was going for, the non-Jewish person is halachically allowed to say, Yochalomalo, lo kivanti, elo al Shabbos echos. I only had intention, $100 for one Shabbos. You want another Shabbos, you have to pay me again another $100. And therefore, without specifying it, the non-Jewish person, after the first Shabbos, is allowed to go and say, I no longer wish to be involved over here. I'm taking back my rental to you, and if you want to purchase it again, that's your choice. The issue footnote number 40 brings down from the Mordechai and the Rosh, based upon the Gemara, Socher kima'arev domi, a non-Jewish person who gave up his rights, he let you rent from him his rights, so then he's no different than anybody else that's participating in Erev Chatzeros in regards to the following. Shekishem she'erev mo'el l'kama shanim, just like an Erev Chatzeros works for a long period of time, can work forever, kozman she'erev kaim, as long as the box of matzahs is still there, the Erev is still there, so too, kach schiris, so this rental from the non-Jewish person. In tzarech liskor b'chol erev Shabbos, you don't have to re-rent it from the non-Jewish person every Shabbos, unless they specifically said it's only for a certain amount of time. And he adds, the Mordechai and the Rosh add, Vosifu Shemash because of Rashi, that which Rashi says, Shechachon Tiknu Schirus Kideshi Koshe Be'enov Liskor B'chol Erev Shabbos. The rabbi specifically set up this rental in order that the non-Jewish person shouldn't get too comfortable with you in the courtyard. You shouldn't get too comfortable with him. And each week you'd have to go and rent it. It's going to be a little bit of a tircha, and maybe you'll move out. Nevertheless, kavanaso rak shem anochu yachzor bo yitztarku liskor mimenu mechadash. The understanding of that Rashi is that even the rabbi said it's only if the non-Jewish person retracts that you have to do it every week. Avol kol zman she'eino chozer bo ein tzarach b'kach. But it's not a knas that the rabbis institute over here that you must rent from him every week. It's only if he says it's only for a limited time that you have to rent from him each week separately. But if he was willing to do it for an extended period of time or stam without him retracting, so then it actually can go last like an erev chatzeros. As long as the Erev Chatzeros is physically intact, so too, the Schiris over here, as long as it hasn't been retracted, the Schiris is in effect. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says that Einu Yochel Lachzor Mischiraso Ad Sheyachzor Adomim. He brings up from the Beis Yosef the name of Rashi that if you did pay him a certain amount of time and he does retract, so then you're entitled to a prorated return of the amount of money that you gave him because he didn't fulfill his side of the bargain that he was renting it for $100 for 10 weeks. So it's $10 a week, so to say. The Mishbur explains the Sivkot and Chafei, wrote to Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, that which we just said, that the Akum can retract after the first Shabbos, Yochol Akum Lachzor, Hainu Davko Kishemachzor Adam. That's if he returns the money. Because in that situation, the Jewish person can tell him, Anochi kivanti liskor mimcha al kama shabbosos. I was intending to give you $100 for many weeks over here. And that's why I gave you $100. If you're telling me it's only 1 week, then I want to get some of my money back. In this situation, the rabbis will make it over here, that the Akum can't go and make it also for you once he has rented it to you. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Baharbi Cholkumazeh. He brings down in the name over here of the Bach, the Yerabah, the Atzi Almugim, and the Graz, and other acronym over here that hold the Devrayim, Yochol Akum Lachzer Acha Shabbos Rishona. The Akum can retract at any point he wants, Afila Belo Chazar Sadam, even without returning the money. Because he can also say, the Kivan, the Lo, perish the Kamash Abbasos, since you didn't specify it's $100 for 10 weeks, you just said, here's $100 for your rights, he could legitimately say, Yochol Omer Lo Kivanti Elo Shabbos Echos. I only intended it for one Shabbos. How do we pasken over here? Like the first opinion that says that the Akum has to return you the money or else the schiris isn't over, or like the second opinion says the Akum has the right to go and retract his deal and he doesn't have to give back the money. So the issue footnote number 41 brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot and Chavav, Nirish Yesh Lahachmer was there. You should be stringent in this situation. If the non-Jewish person doesn't want to give you back the money, so then you do not have a valid Eru Chatzeris over here, the non-Jewish person is going to ruin it for you, and you shouldn't take the more lenient approach to say, well, those rights are ours, and he can't retract them, but no, Halach L'maisa, either you have to re-rent from the non-Jewish person, or you wouldn't have a valid Eru Chatzeris. With this, we conclude today's share.